Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafy, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claim the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the University Council to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. We are USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Taiwan's Defense Force said roughly 40 Chinese warplanes flew into its air defense identification zone on Sunday. It should be noted the intrusion came a day after the United States and Japanese navies conducted a joint exercise in the Philippine Sea. In a statement, Taiwan's military scrambled its own jets, issued radio warnings, and activated air defense missile systems in response. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a car crash.
At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Conditions on the ground at the Russia-Ukraine border have not changed over the weekend. President Biden did meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff at Camp David to discuss America's options. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News tells us what she knows on this complex issue.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his Joint Chiefs and his Secretary of State and his National Security Advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies on Russia's western flank, in Eastern Europe, basically the Baltics, perhaps Romania, and it would be 3,000 to 5,000 troops. But that could go much, much higher if Putin does invade Ukraine, and if those NATO allies feel threatened, other NATO allies may contribute, and we're told that that number could rise. And I'm also told by a senior administration official that the president has not made a final decision yet. So these are the options that have been presented, but these are muscular options because what they are seeing
yes.
and what I'm being told is that they believe Putin does plan to go into Ukraine. It would be a massive invasion. It would be bloody, violent, blitzkrieg-like, I'm told. And I'm just, what I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know what? It starts with knowledge. You know, knowledge is power, and it's so important that we have the right knowledge so we're making the right decisions. Wouldn't you agree? This is what the show is about. We work hard to bring experts on for you to, get beyond the 8-second soundbite. To really get in the depth of the topic so you understand, you know, what is happening, you know, with our world. And it's interesting that what is happening around the world, you see some consistency and relevance as to what's happening here in this country, in the United States. Claire Lopez is going to join us in just a moment. What a fascinating background that she has. She's a former CIA operations manager, founder and president of Lopez Liberty, LLC. Here is, being former Marine, okay, and I read this and I think, oh my goodness, what was it that was on her trajectory? She completes Marine Corps Officers Candidate School, OCS. Now, this is where I was headed to had I continued to stay in the Marine Corps after I served a couple of years during the Vietnam era. So she graduates from Officers Candidate School in Quantico, Virginia, but declines a military commission to join the CIA. That could be an answer that could be fun to hear, because her background is so varied and it's rich in dealing with national security issues, impending threats here domestically, and probably, you know, today you've got more domestic threats that you have that jeopardize our national security almost than ever before. Claire Lopez, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks, Bill. Glad to be with you.
Well, good to have you here. Let's talk about that 800,000-pound gorilla that happens to be on the border of Ukraine. What's the end game for the Russians in all this?
Well, what Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, really wants is to reestablish what he thinks, what Russian leadership thinks, is the rightful role of Russia as a as a global power, and to reestablish his power and influence over what he would think of as the near abroad, right? Those countries, those areas around Russia's periphery that once were part of the Soviet Union. And he is very much concerned about an eastward expansion of NATO. That's one of the demands, that NATO not expand any further to the east, especially into Ukraine. So it's both an offensive and a defensive mentality. It's offensive in seeking to reestablish that power and influence, and it's defensive in a real actual concern, a fear of further eastward expansion by NATO.
What did people think? I mean, after all, he did do this with Crimea, and it's been, you know, certainly on the board for a long time that he was going to continue to move in this direction. it seems quite coincidental that this is all occurring on Joe Biden's watch. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely fair. This would not have happened with a President Trump in office. But, you know, the troop buildup on Ukraine's borders began almost a whole year ago, April of last
yes.
year, 2021, I guess. And it really hasn't changed a lot since. As a matter of fact, this morning, this very morning, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry issued a statement to say nothing has changed in the recent days in terms mm-hmm. of that buildup on the border. And yet the panic seems to be accelerating, certainly in the White House and certainly around parts of Western Europe, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest, of course, is that the Biden administration is letting it be known that they're considering dispatching something up to perhaps 5,000 troops to NATO member countries in Europe. And then this very odd statement that came out of the British government this past weekend, over the weekend on Saturday, a communique declaring that the Kremlin was developing plans to install a pro-Russian
yes.
leader in Ukraine, a puppet, as it were.
Yes, right.
A very odd statement that has no confirmation any place else that I could find except the British. And the Russians,
right.
of course, deny it. But the declaration said something to the effect that a former member of the Ukrainian parliament named Yevgeny Miraev would be named as the leader of a pro-Kremlin puppet government in Kyiv.
Mm.
There's absolutely no indication that that's the case, but that's what they said.
But that could be a possibility. I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So you get a lot of, anonymous reporting. We've gone through narratives and propaganda in this country as well. And it's rich at this point right now. And, of course, something like that, I always think that Putin must be there in the Kremlin and just kind of smiling at the different stories that are made up. About him, don't you think?
Probably planted by his own services, but
right.
Here's the thing. I think that Putin and Moscow are trying to achieve, by way of bullying and a lot of bluster, what they do not really want to achieve by all-out kinetic warfare. I don't think that Russia, Putin, really want to launch an all-out invasion of Ukraine. They would be bogged down for years. The entire population of Ukraine, it's only about 43 million or so, but nevertheless,
mm-hmm.
would take to arms. Every man and boy from 15 to 60 would fight.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a disaster for the Russians. The thousands of body bags going home. The economic cost, which they cannot afford,
exactly,
and the loss then of any chance of obtaining what they want without an all out invasion, because that would be gone at that point. I think hybrid warfare, almost, if you will, including cyber warfare.
Right. Well, not to mention the sanctions that would come upon them, Claire.
Sure.
I mean, economically,
they would
be devastated. Yes.
They would.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Hopefully there is an administration that has the backbone to do something,
the thing
right?
is that with this administration of ours right now, with the Biden administration in office, what we've lost is credible deterrence.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you've got Secretary of State Antony Blinken out there, declaring that there'll be the worst sanctions that were ever imposed in the history of the world if they dare to take one step further into Ukraine proper, not just the sliver of the Donetsk and Luhansk, the Donbass region. It may not be credible because there is no perception of credibility from this administration, and that's what's more dangerous, I think, than anything else.
When we come back, I want to talk about the reveal and what Putin is exposing here by this. Like you said, this has been going on for a year. And this is quite a study in military tactics. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, we just came off an incredible weekend of some great football, and you saw from time to time how the quarterback would change the play based on what he saw the defense doing. I wonder if Putin's not employing a little bit of that. We'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break. We're with Claire Lopez, former CIA operations manager right here. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Claire and I were having a nice conversation off air. I will share with you, of course, being former Marine, here she goes, and I, as I mentioned, had completed Marine Corps Officer Candidate School. We know it is OCS in Quantico, Virginia. And she goes in to tell her captain because she gets notified the day before graduation that she's been accepted by the CIA, which is clear that the CIA was really your number one choice, obviously, right?
Yeah, as I was going through grad school with an emphasis on Russia, as a matter of fact, my thesis is about Siberia, I really wanted international and government service, and I had applied also to the State Department, but I don't think I fit their profile, and it took a very long time, but that letter of acceptance from the CIA came while I was at OCS. And so I wanted to complete it, and I did complete it, but I couldn't graduate because if I'd gone through with that, I would have taken the oath of service, and I wasn't planning to do that anymore.
Right. Well, the thing that's amazing, as Claire and I were discussing, is the training of OCS is extreme. I can tell you, just in regular boot camp, Claire, back in the days during the Vietnam era, the attrition rate was incredible. The first night they picked us up, there were 87 of us. Graduation, 12 weeks later, only 23 of that original 87 made it. And, you know, so it's quite the attrition. And I've spoken with Navy SEALs, and they said that was pretty, you know, it almost rivals Navy SEALs. I said, well, I think even still, because Coronado Beach was not too far away from where we trained down there in San Diego at MCRD. But nonetheless, I mean, the training at the time was just unbelievable. So, hey, all honor to you for having graduated OCS and gone through the rigorous training.
Oh,
but
like you
said, this really, you can say almost graduated. But still, you went through, I mean, all but the ceremony. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, in terms of what it says about your character and your ability to go through the rigorous training, that which I'm sure has served you well through the years since.
Well, I'm very glad I did it, as I told you. It's not, you know, anywhere near as rigorous as SEAL training. I mean, let's be clear. But there was a lot of attrition. And, yeah, I think I learned there how to sleep standing up. Yeah.
All those important things. How to have dinner measured in seconds. You don't get minutes. You know, chow, when you go to the mess hall, you're in and out in seconds during training. It's not minutes whatsoever. It's mostly incredible, which is a whole other story I'll have to share with you on another time. Anyway, going back to talking about Russia and what they're doing and what they're exposing here on all levels. I likened it to a football game where, you know, the offense wants to see, okay, what's the defense doing? And what do they need to do in terms of making any adjustments to the plans? And what's being revealed and exposed to the Russians, it's not just the Russians, it's China, it's Iran, it's all our enemies, is it not?
It is. And you know what I said before about that perception of weakness in the White House does extend around the world, and all of our friends and allies and partners, as well as adversaries and enemies, see it. But again, this, you know, I think again that Putin is playing, as you're alluding to, kind of playing off of what he reads from the White House. And we might recall that a couple of months ago, in the middle of December 2021, the Russian Foreign Ministry published two draft treaties, as they called them, and essentially they were lists of demands, one set for NATO as a whole and one set for the U.S. only. But they overlap. They're the same kind of demands. No NATO membership for any former USSR state, meaning like Ukraine.
Right.
No further expansion further east by NATO. No deploying of armed forces and bombers, warships, anywhere near Russia. All nuclear weapons. U.S. must remove all nuclear weapons from Europe, et cetera, et cetera. And so you can see, you know, the kind of demands that are being put forward. And now it's this hybrid warfare, this operating in the gray zone, that Putin is trying to use to get the West, to get Biden in particular, to capitulate. He's already got Germany in his pocket, it looks like,
right?
The Nord Stream 2 pipeline and all of that. But to get the rest of NATO, divide NATO, and get the United States in particular to capitulate to these demands, and NATO as a whole, too.
Do you think that it was kind of a silly move? I want to say stupid move on his part. He's not a stupid man, because I would have waited until he could really seal the reliance of Nord Stream. He definitely has it with Germany. I mean, they're compromised right now. But if you get more of these NATO nations depending on oil from Russia, what does that do to NATO?
Well, I mean, already there are several natural gas pipelines running from Russia into Europe. Nord Stream 2, the underwater, under the Baltic Sea pipeline that was just completed last year. It is completed. It's not online yet. It's not open. It's not flowing, but it's completed with a terminal in Germany. That's the latest one, and it was deliberately built in order to bypass a passage through Ukraine, which would have given Ukraine maybe some more assurance of wintertime supplies of heating and energy. But there are other pipelines. And the thing is that Russia knows that it can manipulate the flow of that natural gas through any of or all of those pipelines in the dead of winter, for example. And they've done it before. And this is why the Trump administration, and particularly when Rick Grenell was ambassador to Berlin in Germany, opposed the completion of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline so strenuously and had sanctions on the company that runs Nord Stream 2. It's called Nord Stream 2 AG. It's a subsidiary of Gazprom located in Switzerland. But the Biden administration removed those sanctions. Those were credible sanctions. But the point of it is that Russia has Europe, Western Europe, in a position of weakness, dependent on Russia for its energy supplies. And, you know, geographically, you look at it and you say, well, this makes sense. You know, Western Russia gas supplies to Europe, which doesn't have much energy, natural resources and energy. But the leverage that gives Russia is what Trump understood and Rick Grenell understood. Yeah. And that's why they tried to get Germany to stand up, but it didn't, it wouldn't, and so here we are.
Yeah, exactly. But they acted so quickly as opposed to Obama-Biden, now Biden-Harris, same thing. I mean, you have the situation again where it's almost like we're revisiting the red line, right, that was set. There's no red line. I mean, forget it. That is all but gone. And Putin is just, I mean, originally he started with just a toe in the water. Now he's just, without going full force, he's right there just testing the boundaries.
Well, he's trying to see how far he can go before there are serious measures to stop him. Now, yes, Britain has apparently shipped some anti-tank Javelin missiles to Ukraine. The United States has sent a lot of ammunition, as I understand it. And we are, signaling at the same time, though, a kind of a panic with, for example, the State Department urging embassy dependents and some personnel to evacuate out of Ukraine.
Yes, yeah. And Ukraine's not happy with that notice.
No, because they're trying to tamp things down. They're trying to calm things down. As I said this morning, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Ukraine said nothing's actually changed in the last few days or week. Nothing's changed. Why the panic? They're trying to calm things down, and it's the West. It's the United States that seems determined to have a war.
Well, this is, and of course, what the American people, the voters of America, have to realize is that, as Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. And it just seems that the Democrats are the worst when it comes to national security. They put
they
us
are,
all
and I don't
all
mean
in
to minimize point. The threat from Moscow, from Putin. It's a very real threat.
We got 10 seconds serious. Left. Go ahead. Yes.
But you oppose it through credible deterrence. Not
She's a former CIA operations manager, Claire Lopez. Claire, thank you for being with us. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafy, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claimed the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the university counsel to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot of marches taking place in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and the consistent theme was it was about life. Imagine that. Well, not that, whether it was the March for Life that was taking place, and then, of course, you had the opposite side, the pro-abortionists marching on D.C., and then we had the Defeat the Mandates D.C. march that was taking place. Reggie Littlejohn is with us. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, and she's here to tell us more about it because she was in attendance and also one of the keynote speakers for the Defeat the Mandates D.C. march. Reggie, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dylan. I was at both marches. I wouldn't say I was a keynote speaker, but I was a speaker. So we were at the World War II Memorial. It was an official part of the march, and I spoke there. And also, I had a one-minute segment that was played from the main stage. So I'm very proud and grateful to have been a part of an official part of that march because so many of my heroes, incredible national treasures, I would say they are, spoke at that march. And I got to meet them also in the speaker's tent afterwards.
Good.
So it was amazing.
Well, your voice has been a voice of credibility and comfort, and so I appreciate your humility, but more and more people are realizing when Reggie Littlejohn talks, you better listen and take notes.
Thank you very much for that. The piece that we brought to that march, I think, basically almost everybody there was speaking against the mandates, and I oppose vaccine mandates. You know, I think that it should be anybody's choice whether they want to get vaccinated or not. And more data is coming out about questioning the efficacy of the vaccines, et cetera. But, you know, there are people in different demographics who might decide that this is right for them. One of those different demographics is not children. Okay, children have 1,000 times less chance of dying from COVID than somebody who's over 18. Anyway, the scientists were handling that. What I was talking about with the vaccine passport, which is a digital app on a person's smartphone. And people were not really talking about that, and that is an equal, if not in some ways, even a greater threat to our freedoms, Bill.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, I mean, this is something that China does all the time, that Apple and other tech oligarchs have worked with them on. And here it is. Hey, they're using it very effectively in China, so why not here in the U.S.? That doggone Constitution seems to get in the way, doesn't it?
Well, this is the thing. I believe that the end game of the vaccine mandates, which make no sense, okay, on a scientific level, you have to, you know, and you should get a medical doctor. I mean, I can spout some of the figures, but, you know, the best people to talk about this are the actual, you know.
Right, and we've had many on, Reggie, and we will continue to do that because we have to offset the propaganda and the narrative out there. I mean, the so-called science in the stature of Dr. Fauci, like you said, the science is there. They choose to ignore it because there's another agenda that they're driving that really has nothing to do with science. But unfortunately, what they've done is they've had a 2-year start of fear that they've had ahead of the truth right now. They've been able to stop the truth. And they've got people scared three ways to Sunday to such a degree that now you've got a majority of Democrats want to incarcerate people who have not been vaccinated. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is scary stuff that's happening.
Right. So you said that because they're not following the real science, that there's an agenda. So what is the agenda? And I would say that the agenda is the vaccine passport. So why are they trying to terrify everybody about COVID? So that they will have a rationale behind mandating that everybody gets the jab and the booster. So then what's the point of that? The point of that is that if you're mandating that everybody has to have this, you have to have a way of making sure they do. And that is the vaccine passport. So what this is it's the digital app that they want to put on everybody's smartphone to say whether or not you're vaccinated. And Bill, something I want to get across is, even if you're not vaccinated, even if you have a medical exemption, even if you have a religious exemption, okay, and you're not vaccinated, if you have that app on your phone, that's the end game. The end game is to get that app on your phone, because the digital vaccine passports on people's smartphones have the same functionality as China's social credit system, which is used as a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. So in China, they have a database that tracks everything that we track in the United States. Okay, so I'm going to go through the list, but the difference is that in China, it is centralized, and in the United States, it can be centralized through the vaccine passport. So in China, they track. They have real-time geolocation. They know where you are all the time. Facial recognition. They track your medical history, your criminal history, your social media posts, your internet search history, your internet spending history, where you live, where you work, and it's also connected to your credit card and your bank account. So what they do is they are tracking whether or not you are a compliant Chinese communist citizen. You don't make any waves. You follow all the rules. If you do that, you can lead what seems like a normal life. If you search for something that they don't like, you know, Tiananmen Square or I Stand with Hong Kong or Xinjiang.
Taiwan or whatever. Yes.
Yeah, whatever. They're tracking your search history. People, understand. Your search history is being tracked. Do you want that connected to your credit card? So anyway, let me explain. If you search for something that they don't like, then they will put you down to they will lower your social credit score. And so what that means is you will not be able to borrow money, so you can't buy a house. You can lose your job. You can your kid won't get into the school you want them to go to. You can lose your ability to travel. You won't even be able to take public transportation. If you annoy them even more, like if you do it again, they can shut off your credit card. They can shut off your bank account, and they're pushing a cashless society there so they can completely cut you off from all funding. And another thing, Bill, is we cannot go to a cashless society. We cannot do this because then they can cut us off from our resources. And then if you are a true dissident and really take issue and expose the atrocities of the Chinese Communist Party, they can disappear you immediately because they have facial recognition and real-time geolocation. Now, I've spoken to tech experts about the vaccine passport that's been pushed, and it's already there in parts of California and in New York City. And they say that all that functionality can be centralized on that digital passport so that people who disagree with the government narrative, like if you do a search that is bad about Fauci, or if you question, God forbid, the 2020 election, or whatever it is that is counter narrative, that is attached to you, and that they can use that to shut off your credit cards and your bank accounts. And as you mentioned, this is really frightening in the wrong hands. So there's a poll by Rasmussen earlier this month, and this is just in the last couple of weeks, that showed that 59% of Democratic voters, that's almost 60% of Democratic voters, want unvaccinated people confined at home.
Exactly. Well, they don't care if they put them in camps. I mean, home is one thing, but that's just, again, like everything, this is the slippery slope that we're on. It starts, seemingly so innocent, but you've got to play this game out because progressives never, I mean, they're constantly progressing to the next step, and you have to ask, what is the end game here? I mean, even, like you say, starting to embrace this technology that the Chinese have been employing all these years. And, by the way, stop for a moment and consider the tentacles of influence in every aspect of our government and our culture today by the communist Chinese.
Right. 45% want unvaccinated people in designated facilities. Like, what's that? Like a COVID concentration camp like they have in Australia? And 48% of Democratic voters demand fines or imprisonment for anyone who questions the efficacy of the vaccine. So where's free speech in this? You can't even say, gosh, I wonder whether those vaccines are really effective. They want you in prison. This is frightening.
Yeah, you don't pass go or collect $200. You go straight to jail, ladies and gentlemen, or something like that. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We got more from Reggie Littlejohn, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Stay with us.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Reggie Littlejohn continues with us, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. We were talking off air about this number. I mean, I've heard number 45-48% of Democrats, want people who have not been vaccinated. I mean, just say, yeah, I it's reasonable to have people, you know, if we have to put them away, you know, and just incarcerate them in order to protect the rest of us. They believe that that's reasonable. Now, I got to tell you, just, anecdotally, I mean, I'm not Rasmussen, and you know we quote Rasmussen quite often on the show. I just being a bit cynical myself, I wonder if it's really, if it's that high or this is just one of those numbers that's being put out into the body politic to get us to think that that's normal. Now, I understand people are very, very much afraid and been scared by all these false narratives. You know, Reggie, I think for us to get on the other side of this stuff, this is going to take years because of the brain damage that is inflicted upon, reasonable Americans and how we feel about one another. I mean, will we ever be the United States of America again?
Okay, so listen, Bill, I'm looking at the Rasmussen reports. The original one, and it just says here, right here, 59% of Democratic voters would favor a government policy requiring citizens remain confined to their homes at all times, except for emergencies if they refuse to get a vaccine. And then, and then 45%, I'm reading this off the site.
Yeah.
45% of Democrats would favor governments requiring citizens to live temporarily in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get a vaccine. So, the numbers that I cited are just straight out of the off the Rasmussen website, and so this is really frightening. It is ripping apart families. It is ripping apart friends. I have a dear friend who emailed me last week. Basically, I mean, she's very close to ending our friendship because of my position on the vaccines and the vaccine passport. I think a lot of us have children who have went out and gotten themselves vaccinated. It is absolutely ripping apart our society. And I want to say this about that. My background is I started Women's Rights Without Frontiers to oppose forced abortion in China. All right. And so in doing that, I saw how the Chinese Communist Party ripped apart relationships through the one-child policy. So a woman who is illegally pregnant could be informed on to the government by her family, friends, her coworkers, her neighbors. And so what that does is it pits people against each other. It atomizes society so if you don't trust anyone, you can't coalesce with people. You can't build a movement to oppose tyranny because you don't know which one of your family or friends are going to rat you out. And this is the thing. This is what they're doing with this vaccine thing mandate is they are breaking up very important relationships, even between parents and their children.
Exactly.
You know, over this issue. And this is a precursor. You know, if we all are at each other's throats, then somebody can take over. It's very, very frightening.
Well, it is, especially when you think it's not just the vaccine. I mean, now it's over education. We're domestic terrorists. We talked about you being in D.C. I got to imagine some people who went to attend the March for Life or, the other events, the Defeat the Mandates D.C. March, that they were a bit weary because of what happened on January the 6th. You know, people just assembling in D.C. thinking, okay, we want to support our government and we want to, you know, express our political viewpoint. And we've got people incarcerated and in solitary confinement, for over a year now.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that I know people who were very wary about that. And I was even wary about it. It's like, oh, my gosh,
Don't go close to the Capitol. Don't get close to a monument. You know, pick up your trash, anything that they could write you up for. I would think I'd be a bit paranoid going there during an event like this.
So my decision was basically, okay, I'm praying hard that these marches are completely peaceful and without incident. And because of everybody's prayers, they were completely peaceful and they were completely without incident. So unlike January 6th. And I just made the decision. It's like, you know what? I'm wary of this, but we are at such a crisis point that I'm just going to pick up and go because it's the right thing to do. And I need to stand up and we all need to stand up.
Amen. Exactly. I want to talk about the chip. You know, all these things that you're talking about, this technology that is taking place, the people of faith read their Bibles. You know, we've been warned that there will be that time in order to conduct commerce, live, you know, like you say, go to school, do anything, have a job, that there's going to be a requirement of the government that you have a chip either in your forehead or your arm. Boy, if this isn't all leading to that, go through the process with our audience where we are, because it isn't like all of a sudden this technology has come about. Is if you watch the progression of how this technology continues, I mean, it's like the blob. It's just eating up our liberties, is it not?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, so the vaccine mandates. In some places, I think in most places, you can present like a paper card, but they want to do away with that. So, interestingly enough, on January 6, 2022, all right, the American Medical Association, JAMA, published an article called A National Strategy for COVID-19 Medical Countermeasures, Vaccines, and Therapeutics. And what they're saying is that we need to have 90% population vaccination. All right, 90%. So what that does is it completely ignores the role of natural immunity for people who've already had it. And there's a lot of science out there that says that natural immunity is better than the jabs. And it also ignores people who should not get it, like young people who are under 20. Anyway, so they want 90% population vaccination. And then here's a quote. In addition, to facilitate verification of vaccination status and to better track post-vaccination infections, there needs to be an electronic vaccine certificate platform. So that's a vaccine passport. So now listen to this. Relying on forgeable paper cards is unacceptable in the 21st century. Current state immunization information systems are incomplete, fragmented, and not interoperable, hindering national efforts to control the virus. Now, that is the rationale for moving from paper to a digital vaccine passport on your phone because paper is easily forgeable. But, Bill, that same rationale could be used to move from a digital passport on your phone to a chip. Because they could just as easily say that vaccine passports on your phone can be forged, and that's unacceptable in the 21st century. What we really need is a chip. So this is progressive. It's progressive, and we need
yes,
to stand
exactly.
up and resist.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you could forge anything. So, you know, you can get to that point and say, okay, we're going to, everybody has to be chipped all under that argument. And we can see how you can get there. And it's like we're so much closer, to that expression and that application of technology within our own bodies. But, you know, as well as I do, that there's going to be forgeries. They can forge a chip, too. But regardless, the book of Revelations is clear that we will be asked to have put into our bodies a chip that will do the very same thing that these other technologies are doing. They're going to control our lives, limit our freedom, and tell us where we can, where we can buy and let the central command know if we're being compliant or not. Right.
Right. I think that the wording is the mark. There's a mark.
Yes, the mark of the beast.
It would be a mark. I mean, it would be, a digital mark. And they already have these in some areas of the world where you can just sort of, there's a country in Scandinavia, I'm not remembering exactly which one it is, but they're implementing these on a voluntary basis where you just wave your hand for access into a building, you wave your hand
right.
To buy your groceries. And the thing that people are not getting is that they can turn those off. That's the whole point, especially if you have a cashless society, which I oppose. The central database can say, guess what, this chip in this person's hand, number one, we're turning it off so they can't buy or sell, or number two, we're going to track where they are because we don't like what they've posted on social media against the government, and we're going to put them in jail.
Well, I got to tell you, Reggie, I read recently there was businesses that were people, which shocked me, voluntarily accepted a chip in their body just so they could operate the Xerox machine in their office. It's insane.
People need to wake up. They need to wake up. I mean, people are so addicted to convenience that they're willing to have a chip in their body so that they can just wave their hand and use the Xerox machine.
No.
And the other thing is, Bill, that we are being censored, okay? So that the information that, like, you and I are talking about is just not getting out. So people need to God bless you for even listening to this show, but also share it. You know,
exactly.
Post it on social media. And the other thing is that I have a website. I'm the co-founder of Stop Vax. It's called the Stop Vaccine Passport Task Force. So our website is stopvaxpassport.org. Stopvaxpassport.org.
Is that Vax with an X? Yes, it's Stop Vax with an X.
Yeah. People can see the work that we're doing and sign a petition to stop these vaccine passports and mandates.
Well, what is left of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, we have to rally the revolutionaries to come together for the sake, just like the founding of this country. It wasn't like there was 100% understanding and agreement on us becoming a free nation. It started with a small group of people, and we need to come together and fight against this totalitarian move against our freedoms. Reggie Littlejohn, thank you for being with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.